The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And a very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you live from Cork City this Tuesday morning. It is the 11th of February 2020 at 9:05. We're here till 10 o'clock. It's business as usual, essentially. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We weren't with you yesterday. We were on the road, as it happens, crisscrossing the island of Ireland and listening in to the extraordinary election results that came in, and like yourselves, no doubt, spent the weekend. It was one of those beautiful weekends where the weather was so atrocious, you could do nothing but sit in front of the TV or beside the radio and listen to the results. And the coverage, hats off. I'm going to begin with praise, but it's not self-praise, because even though they're my colleagues and friends, it's praise that I'm giving to those heads over there in the election world, both in the radio world and TV, for doing such a good job. And hats off. There's a gentleman called John O'Regan who pulls all that together, one of Cork's finest exports to the capital city, who pulled that all together. And to all involved, it was just flawless, I thought. Brilliant. And long hours slogged put in by everybody behind the scenes and in front of the camera and microphone. So well done. I just thought it was great. Absolutely tremendous. First class. And I was never stuck. And even if I had to go down to the shop, I had the radio in my ear and came back, maybe the TV, or if it was time to do some cooking in the kitchen, back to the radio, bouncing between all of the, and constantly being filled in on the ground shaking developments that were happening. And even this morning, walking through the streets of Cork looking for a packet of Strepsils, I found myself bumping into people who wanted to say hello and asked, what did you think? What do you think is going to happen? And obviously no one has politics, so you just kind of say, yeah, well, what do you think? I mean, it's such a fascinating fall of the cards. Where does it go from here? Who knows? There's sympathy for people who lost their seats. I think it's really hard. You spend all that time as a public representative. I believe in public service. I'm not as cynical as a lot of people would be about politics. But it's tough to lose your seat. That's tough for their families, tough for yourself, for your ego, as well as your own belief in the system and what you were doing. And then it's a totally euphoric day for people who've gained seats. They didn't think they would get them. People who didn't even get to top a poll or couldn't get a seat at the local elections were topping polls around the country. Absolutely extraordinary. And then developments over the weekend would suggest that history will have a part to play in the formation of a government and how much tolerance people have for what constitutes history. And one person's past is another person's recent politics. I was having a conversation about this with a younger person who said, well, look, those big parties caused all the recession and sent us all scattered to all the corners of the world. And somebody else said, well, what about the biggest party in the country now, by the popular vote? Don't they have a history that we need to talk about? And it depends on your take on history and what constitutes the past. And at what point does a line get drawn and say, right, that's gone now, we move on, we discuss a different level? Or do you say, we can't forget? So on it goes, and we will talk history today because we got down to University College Cork yesterday. We're doing a little visit around to the colleges around Ireland, kind of listening tour, finding out what are younger people thinking, what's on their minds, what ails them, what makes them happy. And my God, we got a great insight into that world in Cork yesterday. We'll do it in Limerick, we'll do it in Galway. We might try and get to some of the institutes of technology as well around the place, because it was just a great sort of straw poll of life in 2020 for those who will be taking over the reins in due course. But we'll talk to Fionnuala O'Neill Doyle, who's a UCC history person who's got a great interest in all of this, and we met her yesterday, but we'll get to that later on. But we drove through the country yesterday listening to Sean and Rachel and all the cast of people who they had on. And curiously enough, the weather was fine as we were making our way through. And as soon as we got to Cashel, we stopped off to get the Rock of Cashel photograph, kind of Instagrammed our way across Ireland. And we stopped at the Rock of Cashel and the snow was quite intense. We had to drive very, very carefully. Normally we stop off in Cashel for coffee and cake. We couldn't do that yesterday. So we arrived at Cork emaciated, hungry, lonely, starving, wretched. And we got there because we had to drive so carefully because it was particularly bad. But as soon as we got to pretty much the outside of Cork, boom, sunshine. So thank you, Cork, for making the sunshine on us because it made life very easy for us. Got to UCC, wonderful warm welcome from the UCC people there, particularly Matthew Moynihan. And this guy, Matthew Moynihan, this great old yarn from Matthew. We interviewed him in 2017 here in Cork about his experience of homelessness. And he had been in touch with us to say, look, I've had a pretty rough ride here, but I want to get into the business. So we said, well, let's talk to you. And sure enough, he's managed to get himself out of that corner he was in. And he interviewed me yesterday in Cork in front of all the students because he's an arts student now, second year, studying to be a journalist. What a great development for him. Great interviewer, great future, bright guy. That was great. It was the launch of the Hub. They've launched this big centre designed to streamline student services and support student learning there in Cork. Four floors of it located in the Windle building, 170-year-old Windle building, which is the meeting point for the 26,000 students in UCC. And a little cafe in the corner. So thank you to Paul and Caitlin. It's a Cope cafe. So they bring people in to integrate people into society and keep life going well. So they delivered a gorgeous cup of coffee in a keep cup. Just to make sure they are. It's very important to have a keep cup in college these days, I can assure you. And also thanks to the UCC president, Mr. Padraig O'Shea, who immediately thrust into my hand a jar of honey, which actually was more important than he knew this week. It's called Alma Nectar, which is quite a nice, the gentle honey made by UCC's, their very own beekeeper, Mr. Thomas Quigley. And they use bees from the naturally occurring hives at the North Mall Distillery in Cork. So all roads lead to, this was like Cork in a jar. Sweetness and honey and nectar, all the things we needed. So we did the talk and then I took questions from the floor. It's my favourite thing to do because they're totally unplanned, unscripted. And we just got these impressive, inquisitive minds. The topics range from history to politics to the election to education to the Irish language to mental health, the media, climate change, women in power. All these things were discussed at length and in a smart way by the students, so that was lovely. Then, of course, met Sergeant Mick O'Connell and Garda Aoife Walsh on day one of RAG Week, and they were just keeping an eye on things, making sure nobody was acting the maggot. And there was peace in the land, their community Garda, which, of course, they're important to keep everyone talking to each other and happy. And then it was a quick cup of coffee in the staff common room. So thank you to them for looking after us, Kevin and Joan and friends there, for the tea and cake and everything else. And then we headed off to the Imperial Hotel, which is probably one of the best ones. It's in the city. It's local. And Frederick Douglass, the famous activist who would have been a friend of, he called himself the Black Daniel O'Connell, would have stayed in the Imperial Hotel. And he's a fascinating man. And also the framed photograph of Michael Collins in the reception, leaving you in no doubt whatsoever in what county you are in and what city you are in, because this is Cork. So 51551 is the text number. Welcome one, welcome all. And what the papers, they've got Brazilian rainforest pullouts, honest to God, of results and facts and figures from the election. There's photographs of jubilation and sadness. And there you are, 160 seats filled out of 160. And a fair play to all the tally people for keeping us informed. I love what you do. And people who are in the count centres, counting the votes, taking our votes as they did on Saturday. Everyone involved, I just love that sense of the country coming together on an election day. And to have 160 seats filled out of 160 on Tuesday morning is pretty impressive when you remember, God help us, the European elections which seem to go on till Easter. But this is a good result in terms of getting the votes counted. As to the result itself, well, good luck with that. And your own opinion on that is what it is. 37 Sinn Féin, 38 Fianna Fáil, 35 Fine Gael, and on it goes. So we will see how the chips fall in that regard. We'll be watching, listening and waiting with great interest. As the text says here, the radio in the kitchen, radio in the sitting room, Alexa in the bedroom, steady, missed nothing of the elections over the weekend. So you've got a little insight into your weekend there. So thank you for that. Don't forget the bathroom radio in the bathroom always. I have a little battery-powered radio. That's the bath. That's a tiny little one for 20 quid. I have a Roberts radio, which is my dear friend. It's one. It's a beautiful thing. It's completely battered. That's in the kitchen, well worn. And then for mobile running around, the app, the RT app, radio app on my phone is a joy. Car radio for zipping down to wherever I'm going. Never without it. It's a friend. The weather, as we talked about this morning, driving through Ireland, and I believe the snow is falling in the southeast this morning, as it is, but not here in Cork. But Limerick certainly had pictures in the Irish Mirror this morning. There's a driver crashed into a flooded field in Clare. Hope he or she's okay. There's a Westport battered. Wicklow looks pretty well, as it always is, adrift. Carlo buried in school in Hackettstown. Fallen tree there in Limerick. So William Dunn reporting on the weather from around the country. So tread carefully, friends, and drive carefully. It can be just a little more deceptive when you're out and about. The Irish Examiner always providing great coverage of what's happening all over the country, not just here in the south. A lot of coverage, albeit a couple of days later, of the Oscars. I found the Oscars quite boring, didn't really. I think the election was so thrilling. The Oscars took second, if not third, if not fourth place. Didn't really care. Parasite won everything, and I've seen Parasite. I don't get it as much as everyone else did, so it's grand. It's funny. It's nice. But it's, you know, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. Thank goodness that makes sense. Renée Zellweger was predictably going to win Judy. Laura Dern, wonderful actress, took the supporting, and Brad Pitt, I think, deserved it for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I'm glad to see the adapted screenplay. We talked about it a few times here. Jojo Rabbit got that. That's a great little film. Smart. And Little Women got costume design. Poor old 1917 just got a few Oscars, but not in the places they probably want them. And don't forget, Cats, possibly the most awful film of all time. Did anyone go and see it, by the way? Did anyone... Are any cat lovers, any feline fanciers? We never heard from anyone to say, God, why are they giving out about it so much? Because in terms of management expectations, they couldn't have been less for any film ever made, bar the Dr. Dolittle unnecessary remake with Robert Downey Jr. But the visual effects society, for there is one, is hissing back at the Academy Awards a day after Cats costumed presenters James Corden and Rebel Wilson made an impertinent remark about the film's widely panned special effects. Before reading the nominees for Best Visual Effects, the duo said, trading in lines, "As cast members of the motion picture Cats, nobody more than us understands the importance," then they added in unison, "of good visual effects," and everyone laughed. But the Visual Effects Society wasn't laughing, saying in a statement that read in part, "The best visual effects in the world will not compensate for a story told badly." So there, it's in fight, caterwauling and catfights happening, obviously, about all of that. All Oscars-related content, particularly with Irish angles, if you want to get that, Saoirse Ronan, sustainability, trends, etc., all available on rte.ie/lifestyle. That's where you'll get all the inside information, rte.ie/lifestyle. They do great work there, keeping us informed on all things cultural in that regard, so you'll have a good laugh with that. Okay, what else have we got for you today? Well, we have lots of different things, and we'll get to them. As I say, we've got to talk history, and we will talk... Actually, we're going to revisit an old friend of ours who we met on the Late Late Show not too long ago, Shannon Joyce. Because we were coming to Cork, Shannon is from around these parts, and she very kindly will be joining us live in studio this morning. You would have met her on the Late Late Show not too long ago when she joined us to talk about her cancer story. And she is the face of Daffodil Day, which is at the end of next month. It's a day that I love to support and we love to support. So we will talk to her and see how she's getting on and check in on her world. Now, what I'll do is I will take a bit of music and remind you that the text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. And I think it's fair to say we are indeed open for business. Let me just check that out now. That's my fault. I'm doing something wrong there. Yeah, okay. So what I'll do is this. Technical vibe, right, when weather is atrocious, don't sit in front of the TV. Do the ironing or write letters or paint walls or do interesting craft or phone a lonely friend or cook and freeze meals or make... You're not the boss of me. I wanted to watch TV. It was the election, the most fascinating election for years. Of course I'm going to sit. All right, I'll do all that stuff another day, but it was just this week. God. All right, that's Niall Horan, one of the good guys, and that is Nice to Meet Ya. And we'll be featuring him on The Late Late Show next month, which is good fun. I hope your sore throat is better. I don't have a sore throat at all. It was more safety. Marvellous to hear you in Cork City. UCC has the most beautiful campus quad. Love the bridge and the weeping willows cascading over it. Professor Emeritus AJ Murphy was a marvellous historian. UCC is steeped in history. in the Boole Library. You love all my favourite places, says a listener this morning. Try the Alchemy Coffee Shop. You'd love it. It's near UCC. Lots of old historical news articles plastered on the walls. Sounds good. And in fact, we got a message from the Crawford Gallery asking us to call in. So if time permits, we might just be able to do that. I'm going to show up on Dahi and Mora today. I haven't seen them for ages, and they're two of my favourite broadcasters, and they're good crack. So I'm going to go in and make their life hell this afternoon, because they deserve to mix things up a bit. They just get these days where they come to work and they do these great interviews and they're great fun, but they just need a bit of spice in their life. So I intend to unnerve them today. I'm looking forward to it. No end. Dahi gets that great nervous grin when he sees me coming, but he has every reason to be nervous today. Every reason. 51551 is the text. I'm only joking, of course, there. Good crack. Another of the Imperial Hotel's famous guests was none other than His Imperial Majesty Dom Pedro II, the Emperor of Brazil, who visited Cork on one of his European tours. I did not know that. His picture isn't up on the wall beside Collins and anyone else for that matter. Paul, our old mate. Good morning, Paul. Glad you had a good time in my alma mater of UCC. We sure did. The hub will be a great addition to the college. It'll, of course, always be the medical building to me, where I sat many lectures in the old lecture theatre. Very Tom Brown school days and Brideshead vibe. Hope you got a chance to revisit the Honan Chapel with the gorgeous tilework. Well, we got there the last time, which was lovely, but not quite this time. It was a bit of a drive-by. Recently back at UCC for some PhD lectures, there's always a palpable sense of enthusiasm in the college, and always worth, always worth a visit. And that's why we were delighted to get down there. And it's wonderful. I think these things are led by the top. And I think the president, Padraig O'Shea of UCC, brings that sense of verve and excitement about learning. So good on. Quick one on Cats. Went to see it over Christmas with my son. I couldn't keep my eyes open. And there you go. That pretty much sums up the whole experience. And a Dublin listener says, I hope despite all the election excitement, you had the opportunity to witness Ireland's great win over Wales at the Aviva. I sure did. I tell you what, I had the laziest weekend you can possibly imagine, and that was part of it. So we're on the road there with two wins, which is good news, and the women were winning in the rugby too, so that's all good. And then there was the desperate sadness. And I do want to mention Keelan Shanley before I go any further. Because the way I would have met Keelan down through the years, strangely, was more recently when she was doing the 6-1. And we would go down to the costume department and I'd bump into her on a Friday as I was getting ready for the Late Late Show. And she was either coming off or going on with Katrina to do the 6-1 news. And I would have known her a little bit down through the years, but more so in recent times. And I think in some ways we've had this awful string of news in RTE. I'm not sure how people feel about it, but it does impact you as listeners and viewers, and us as colleagues and friends of people. But Keelan was very young. I mean, 51 is terribly young, and she had a young family. I know that her husband Connor, and she had two children, Lucy and Ben, and God knows what they're going through. But all I can tell you is that this was a very thoughtful person, a very warm person, and a very inquisitive person, very, very gentle but firm when she had a politician on the run. But she was just almost old school in her manner, dignified, genteel and kind. And she is a huge loss to us, and obviously to her family and to her friends, and we'll be thinking of her. And it's just peculiar. I spoke to her very briefly on the phone a few weeks ago to tell her that we loved her, and that we wanted her to know that we had the family of Ortiz wind on her sails. And tomorrow we go to the church to say goodbye. And that's not right. And it's just terribly sad. So I'm just want to us to take a pause and remember Keelan Shanley today. Thank you for your patience in that matter. It's 26 minutes past 9. We'll be back with more from Cork after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
I enjoyed that immensely. Right, text 51555. Welcome to the Real Capital. Sounds like you are having a lovely trip. We really are. We're not at all surprised, possibly biased. UCC is a great place to visit. Sure is. Insta Tuberty, you'll find on Instagram all the posts and stories of our trip across the country. Went fully mad for that yesterday. And just to bring you with us on the trip, you can see that on the RTE Radio 1 Instagram and our own Facebook page. It's all there. It's just kind of handy to put visuals on the audios, if you like. James is on. Pleased to hear that the Irish media history has been given the place it deserves in UCC's history undergrad teaching, which is good. Children and young people soak up history if it's spoken about and taught in an interesting way. That's the truth, Dorothy. Books are a fabulous way to tell our history, and I agree TG Cahir have done some great history programmes, and that is the truth. This is a quirky little tune. You'll know it from different movies. You'll know it from different times of the chronology in terms of the 50s and 60s and beyond. It's just a pretty thing. Bum 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 bum. All right, we got heaps of texts in about history and children and learning and comments on the our chats in UCC yesterday. So we'll keep some of those for tomorrow's programme. So we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. In the meantime, thanks to everybody for giving us such a lovely welcome all around Cork and beyond. We'll be back soon. We intend spending some time in nearby in Limerick very shortly, and then on to Galway and Donegal and so forth. So we'll keep you posted on our travels. And Niall, thanks a lot for your help today on sound. As always, looking after us here in Cork. Thank you, team. Yes, we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke and have a great old day. Thanks for listening today.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.